This is the Pete Brightly Show podcast, episode 5. Thanks for clicking on, and thank you to all the people that commented on Facebook this week. The other day, I posted that we were going to talk about food, and I asked the question, if I was coming over for dinner, what would you cook? What's your favorite dish? Now, I figured we might get 4 or 5 answers, but we got 28 ideas as of last night, and some of them sound delicious. So coming up today, we'll share some of these ideas, and I'll tell you about a nice pork chop recipe I found, and I'll put a link to it on the PeteBrightly.com website. First, though, we have football starting up this week. As of today, the Patriots have not played. We recorded this on before the September 7th opener with Kansas City. So I'm going to predict that New England wins by 13. All right, that's my prediction for the opener. It's nice that football is back, so now my Sundays can get back to normal. Church at 10, stop and get a paper to see what headline they gave me. Yes, as my daughter Kat says, fun fact, I don't write the headline. I just send in the column. And someone else, I don't even know who, comes up with the headline. But after we get to the paper, we get home and I change into sweatpants and watch some football. Sundays in the spring and summer are confusing for me. I can't help it. I like my football. I like the football Sunday routine. And yes, I do watch the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock games. I like the 1 o'clock games myself. But yeah, I can only watch the 1 and 4 o'clock games. By nighttime, I'm all footballed out, it seems. Always been that way, even before the stroke. So I go for 60 minutes or something like that. And football snacks. We make a big thing out of that now. And I think I'll make that a topic for a future podcast. What do you like to make for Football Sunday? One more thing about football before we talk food. You ever wonder about the future of the game? There's been so much talk about concussions and CTE that I wonder about the game's longevity. Did you ever see that movie Concussion with Will Smith? Excellent movie. And it makes you wonder how much they've hidden. I don't have any numbers in front of me, but I think fewer kids are playing football. And I think that's going to have an impact down the line. All right, here we go. Food. Okay, so if I was coming over for dinner, what would you make? Well, first, let's see what my creative friend said. My son, Matt, said, I can't cook, so I'd have my old man do it. Thank you, Matt. I'd come up with something. John said he would make reservations. And my friend Greg said that his favorite dish was Kate Upton. All right. Here we go with the actual suggestions. Rita said I would make coq au vin. It sounds fancy, but it's just chicken stew with a few extra steps. Can be mostly made ahead so that you can spend more time with your guests. Well, I have a recipe for coq au vin, Rita, and I was going to make it, but Priscilla said she doesn't like all the bones it leaves behind. So maybe if I can go with, you know, something boneless, she might go for it. Val suggested lasagna or chili with cornbread. I do love my lasagna. Kevin said, oh, hey, Pete, I make a Portuguese chopped linguiça in wine and tomato sauce and bell peppers, white wine, and onions. Did I mention the wine? Does sound good, Kevin. Charlene said seafood with lots of vegetables. I do love seafood, but I just find it expensive to buy in the grocery store. Linda said, I would make you the best kale soup you have ever eaten. All right, well, Linda, full disclosure here, I've never really had kale soup. I've never been, maybe I don't know what I'm missing. Maybe I should try it. Anne suggested an all-American turkey dinner. Turkey, stuffing, relish tray, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, turnips and carrots, and corn pudding. It's funny, I just had this discussion with someone the other day. Why do we only make this meal once a year? But I think it's a delicious meal. I don't know why we don't cook it more often. Now, Holly said she makes cheeseburger meatloaf. Cheeseburger meatloaf. Mozzarella cheese inside the middle. Some more sprinkled on top with strips of bacon across the top, nice and crispy. Does that sound fantastic or what? Mozzarella cheese inside the meatloaf, in the middle of the meatloaf. Some more sprinkled on top with strips of bacon. I just may have to try that, Holly. Michelle said that she would smoke some ribs or a brisket. Bethany says, I would nod to my French-Canadian heritage and whip up a tortiere. Is that how you say it? I mean, how can you go wrong with a savory meat pie? Oh, I love French meat pie. My mom used to get one. I don't know where she used to get it. But I used to love French meat pie. Let's see what else here. Christine says, well, it would be my husband cooking, and he would probably want you to try his homemade pizza, homemade dough, homemade sauce, or maybe his classic chicken parm. So good. Carol says, apple stuffed pork loin with savory stuffing included. Carrots, whipped potatoes, green beans, gravy, and biscuits. Kim said, my homemade chicken a la king or shrimp broccoli ziti with Alfredo sauce. Who was it? Somebody commented, I can't decide because of all these delicious sounding meals. They do sound great. Mary says, you could take your pick of one of our family favorite recipes, Italian spaghetti, French meat pie, or Portuguese macaroni soup. Those all sound great. Mary Jane said, homemade mac and cheese or stewed chicken with dumplings. I do love dumplings. I don't know what it is. Linda said we would start with shrimp Mozambique and rice pudding for dessert and maybe prime rib. I do love prime rib. Laurie suggested chicken and shrimp Mozambique. Dorothy said chicken and dumplings and sweet rice for dessert. I'm not sure what that is. Sweet rice for dessert. Audie said she would make, let me see, she suggested shrimp Malakari or goat curry. Sounds interesting. Margaret said Norwegian meatballs. Elizabeth said chicken Alfredo. Corinne said shepherd's pie with peas. I'm assuming that's peas instead of corn. Russ said baked stuffed pork chops, garlic cheese, mashed potatoes, fresh greens, and watermelon slushies to wash it down. And my friend Reverend Betty from Fairhaven said spinach pie, crustless, made with ricotta, cheddar, spinach, lots of mushrooms, green pepper, eggs, grilled asparagus, and crusty Italian bread. Fantastic. Now, I would encourage people to send me these recipes in a message or an email. You can send it to bradley.pete@gmail.com so I can post a few on the website, PeteBradley.com, and we can all share and explore. Of course, my question is, where do you get your ideas? Do you get your ideas out of a recipe book? Do you get them from Pinterest? That's where I get most of mine. My wife bought me some recipe books, Betty Crocker recipes. She bought me some recipe books for our anniversary, actually. And I also get quite a few off Pinterest. Do you make your own? Is it, trial and error? Or is it something that's been handed down through generations? How do you get your recipes? My recipe is for smothered pork chops in mushroom gravy. Now, what happened was we wanted to try something new. You know, we always did baked stuffed pork chops, you know, with stuffing on top, or we put garlic on the pork chops. And we just found like trying something, felt like trying something new. So I found this on Pinterest, and I will post the recipe on PeteBradley.com, a link to the actual page that I got the recipe from. This serves 4 to 6 people with 13 different ingredients. It takes about 15 minutes of prep time and then a half an hour cooking on the stovetop. You don't use the oven. And they do come out nice and tender, and the gravy is delicious. The ingredients are the pork chops. I did this with 4 myself. Then olive oil, onion, garlic, mushrooms, chicken broth, flour, fresh thyme, fresh parsley, dried oregano, a bay leaf, and salt and freshly ground black pepper. What you do is you pat the pork chops dry with a paper towel. Salt and pepper both sides. You heat up a large skillet. I use the cast iron skillet for this. Add olive oil and you heat it until it shimmers. Then you add the pork chops to the hot oil in a single layer and you brown them on one side. Then flip them over and brown the other side. And then you take the pork chops out You put them on a plate, put it aside. Now add some more oil to the pan, then add the onions and the mushrooms. Stir them frequently and continue cooking until they're softened. Then you sprinkle flour, dried oregano, and minced garlic over the mushroom mixture, and you stir it until the flour is no longer visible. Add the chicken broth, the thyme, and the bay leaf, and stir it to combine. Then you add the pork chops back into the skillet mixture. You cover it, and you simmer it for about 30 or 40 minutes. And then remove the bay leaf. It's weird for me putting a leaf into the... You remove the bay leaf at this point, and then stir in parsley. Transfer it after the 30 or 40 minutes... Transfer the pork chops to a plate and cover them with foil to keep warm, and then cook the gravy for a few more minutes so it thickens. And then that's it. Then you serve the pork chops and put the gravy on top, and it is delicious. We've had it with some mashed potatoes and some fresh vegetables, and it's a great meal. I mentioned on the last podcast that I made this meal. My friend, our friend Steve and Sharon were coming over for dinner, and Priscilla suggested that I try this meal. So I made this meal for Steve, who, I don't know if you call him a foodie, but he's a good cook. And I was actually nervous, you know, here I am cooking for Steve, but he liked it. He really enjoyed the meal and then finished it, ate all of it, ate the last of the gravy, so I guess I did well. So I'm going to put this recipe up at PeteBrayley.com, a link to it if you would like to find it. And that'll do it for this week's podcast. Just a short podcast. I do want to talk on an upcoming episode about football. We'll be talking about what you like to serve on a football Sunday. And I'll also be getting in touch with, I'm going to try to see if Laurie Loss from the Standard Times will come on to describe what it's like on a Friday night here in Greater New Bedford, trying to cover all the football games and then get all the results online and on their Twitter page, South Coast Varsity, and also in the paper for Saturday morning. Any other suggestions you have for an upcoming podcast or anyone you'd like us to reach out to or revisit from the old morning crew, just send us a comment or a suggestion. You can follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's at Pete Brayley, and email's always welcome at brayley.pete@gmail.com. Take care.